question was asked, can I say that when I'm in Israel, I will be more careful about eating Chalav Yisrael, but when I fly to Shmutz Laretz, when I'm in Europe, or who knows where else, I will be less careful, I will eat other things. So I like this question, first of all, because it reflects on a very important attitude. Don't make things too tough for yourself. That's very important. And number two, it reflects on the understanding that astringency is not a halacha. Kosher or non-kosher is halacha. Stringencies are just that. And we have to know that whenever we take on astringency upon ourselves, Rabbi Feinstein recommended that whenever a person takes on astringency, he should say, bli neder, when it's convenient. Even more lenient than the suggestion. When it's convenient. Meaning there will be a time when you're traveling in the north and you can't find anything to eat and you're ravenous and suddenly all you have is at the local makolet, non-Chalav Yisrael stuff. So, enjoy. It's not kosher. So instead of saying, when I'm in Israel, I'll do this, when I'm in Chutz Laretz, I'll do that, say, I'm taking it on myself, bli neder, I will try when it's convenient. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Barah. And a person has to, again, discern between kosher and non-kosher. You cannot eat non-kosher food. And stringencies, okay? And you have to be willing to be whole with yourself. Say there, I did it. It's fine. I didn't eat treif. So even though I recommend that when a person is chozer b'tshuva or ger for years, a person should eat any orthodox hechsher. But Baruch Hashem, I grew up in an observant home, so I don't eat every hechsher. But I also say bli neder when it works, right? So we had a relative in the hospital, and I was going day to day without a normal meal, and things were like really crazy hectic. And I had a friend's wedding. So I come to the friend's wedding, and it's the first normal meal I've had in a long time. And then I hear that the kashrut of the chickens or whatever they were serving is not what I ordinarily eat. So I sat and I thought to myself and I said, I took on the stringency for when it works. Now it doesn't work. I'm hungry and I haven't eaten in a really long time a normal meal. I'm eating it. And I sat there and enjoyed the meal. And at the end of the wedding, I'm constantly telling myself, don't feel guilty. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not like you ate non-kosher, right?
What was with the meal?
It was a hechsher, which ordinarily I try to eat other hechsher. And at the end of the wedding, I suddenly hear yelling. And what's going on is, in the back room, the mother of the chassan comes in, and she sees the kitchen had served a kashrus that they hadn't agreed on. Their chickens was... So my first thought was, serves you right. To myself, right? And then I said to myself, I didn't do anything wrong, right? I didn't go into a restaurant without a hechsher. I came to a wedding hall with a hechsher. I came to a place I could have relied on and I was legitimate relying on. So ordinarily I would try to hold myself to a higher standard, but I always took it upon myself as something, when I can do it, I'm going to do it. And here, I felt differently and it's legitimate. So on the one hand, I remember the story till today, right? On the other hand, a person has to be able to say, this is areas of stringency. So when I don't live up to it, it's not that I'm a failure. It's that I took it upon myself as something that I will do when it works for me. How much does it have to be that it doesn't work for me to allow myself to go down? That's up to me. And I don't have to feel guilty about it. And that's an important rule in stringencies in general. It's not only Rav Feinstein that said this idea, also the Stiplers quoted, the Chazon Ish's nephew. He said that very often people in their attempts to observe Torah and mitzvot diligently can become obsessive compulsive. People can really have nerves and it can destroy their personality. They become too nervous about things. So he also said, when you take on astringency, take it on with this stipulation, when it works for me. When it doesn't work for you, you're fine. That's It's the stringency. It's not the law itself.